This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. December corn is down 2.5 cents per bushel. November soybeans are down 14.5 cents. And September Kansas City wheat is down 2.25 cents. World equity markets are mixed after Monday's very poor session that saw U.S. equities shed over 2% of their value. European markets are lower, catching up with some of the late losses seen in the U.S. market on Monday, while Asia is already beginning to rebound. Japanese markets that lost over 12% Monday are up over 10% this morning in what is obviously some extreme volatility. The unwinding of this year's most profitable and heavily invested trades is what has triggered this sell-off, with tech shares falling on profit-taking and the Japanese carry trade collapsing on higher Japanese interest rates and lower U.S. interest rates. Obviously, the Fed has not lowered their Fed fund rate as of yet, but last week's definitive signal that a rate cut would come in September has helped trigger this liquidation. Many traders now expect a quarter point rate cut due to the very poor jobs report this past Friday. We'll take a look at the numbers next.
Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias live.
The minute you get into a brand new relationship, like magic. You know who really notices just how happy you are, guys? Other women, not your woman. Look how happy he is. I bet I can change that.
August 15th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and at the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Convenience fees apply to all tickets.
In the early morning trading session, September corn down 2.75 at 3.88 even. September soybeans down 13 even at 10.18.5. Soybean meal up 90 cents at 3.39.60. Soybean oil down 83 at 40.26. Chicago wheat down 2 even at 5.37.5. Kansas City hard red wheat down 3.5 at 5.56.75. Minneapolis spring wheat down 4 even at 5.83.5. That's been a check of the early morning markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.